You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The ball game is over, 6-4-3 on the double play. So the Padres have forced a third and final game, and it's coming up tomorrow.
Today you tip your cap just like the Cubs pitching did it yesterday. San Diego's pitching did it today, and then there will be a final game of this series.
You know who that voice is, Ron Coomer, Pat Hughes joining him. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody. We are coming to you live from Gallagher Way as we get you ready for that decisive Game 3 of the National League Wild Card Series. Do or die at Wrigley Field. Lawrence Holmes and Russ Dorsey are here after us from 2 to 3:30. Then the official pregame coverage begins at 3:30. First pitch is at 4:08. Every local broadcast of the Cubs playoff baseball can be heard here on The Score in the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network. One half of that local broadcast is with us now here at Gallagher Way. Ron Coomer, the Cubs Radio Network analyst, Major Leaguer, Major League All-Star, and most importantly, we did this with you, Ron, before Game 1. So you had to come out here and do it with us for Game 3 because maybe I am a little superstitious. Let's get it going.
I don't think you're the only one around this ballpark that's superstitious today. I think there are a lot of guys that are getting suited up inside the ballpark right now that are that way. I was that way. There were certain things that I did every day, same time, same meal, same a lot of things the same. And then, you know, I think baseball lends itself to that too, right, guys? I mean, when we play every day, it's just one of those things that you do that, and that's what you do. So it's all good. Hopefully we have a good superstition today, and it's about winning, and I come back on with you guys next week.
I love it. Hey,
What was the luckiest thing you had to break out or do whenever you, like, really needed some extra power?
I didn't. You know what I did? I was more of the routine person. So I was the car would leave to go to the ballpark at the same time every day. I would go on to the field for stretching before the day started at the same time every day. I would go down to the field before the ball game at 20 minutes before the game. And at 15 minutes to game time on the button when the clock would strike, I would go out to the field. And then I would do my 10 sprints, and then I would come back in with my cup of coffee, and that was the same every single day for 17 years.
That's discipline.
Just saying.
That is discipline. That's how you build a 17-year
Could
career.
Could be psychotic, but we'll just let that
No, I think that's incredible.
Speaking of doing things the same way every day, and Coombe, you kind of called it. I heard you on Mully and Haw today, and they were asking you, do you tweak the lineup? Do you change things? And you were thinking like a manager. You're like, no, we just got the lineup. It's exactly what it was the last two games. Why not change it up?
No, you've got this far, Mark, and guys are accustomed to hitting in a certain spot. You know, they've had great years. This team is a 92-win team. You know, now's not the time to be, changing up a lot. Today, so the spots that, I heard you talking about Ian going into today. He's had, a couple days where he hasn't swung the bat all that well. Well, the matchup wasn't great for Ian. Today, the matchup is much better for Ian Happ, left-handed, than it was the last 2 days. Darvish is going to spin a lot of balls. He's going to pitch down in the zone. That's great for Ian. So why would you take him out of that slot where he's been doing pretty well here at the end of the season and move that around? I would not.
He is my pick to click today.
I heard that. You were listening this morning.
See,
I like
Ron, I always learn from you, Ron.
Are you surprised at all that the Cubs haven't attempted a stolen base in the first two games of the series, especially because Nico's been on a bunch?
Yeah, I have not. For me, throws well. That's one. And I think the situation had to be you, the last thing you want to do is stop a possible rally with the stolen base and being thrown out. So you want the situation to be good. And I think Pivetta was mixing up his times when we did have chances in game one. Yesterday, we got three hits. There's nothing you're going to do, and you were behind. So that just kind of nullifies all of that. So I would think today could be different, especially with Darvish throwing a lot of breaking balls. You know, guys will try to figure out his routine of when he's going to throw that slow hook, and you may see guys go. Darvish can be slow to the plate, but he also has a slide step. So, you know, that will determine some of that also.
From a hitting standpoint, what was the thing that spoke to you about what you were seeing out of the Cubs batters the most yesterday?
Well, I think early in the game with Cease, he threw just well enough to escape, right? He had just enough fastball to get the foul ball instead of guys squaring it up. He made his pitches to the guys he didn't want to throw strikes to, that mainly being Pete. You know, he didn't throw strikes to Pete. The only person in this series that's thrown strikes to Pete has been Miller, right? He's the only guy that's thrown strikes to him. But I would say at the end of the day, once you get to the sixth inning, and if they have the lead with that bullpen, that's about as good a stretch of baseball from guys throwing as you're going to see in our league. So game one worked out really well. We scored in the fifth, and it kind of nullified some of the bullpen for them because we had the lead. You know, you want to have that same thing happen today if you can.
What's the approach for Jameson Taillon today?
Well, J-Mo, believe it or not, I like this setup. J-Mo does very well, and I have not looked at the numbers for J-Mo, but he does well. He's got some things to combat the left-handed hitter. And to me, if his fastball is commandable, especially up on both sides of the plate, up, and then he'll run that fastball down, then his breaking ball, which is a very good one, and he knows exactly what he wants to do with it, really will come into play.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And so I like this situation for J-Mo. I think he feels comfortable facing left-handed hitters, probably more so than most righties. So that's a positive for us today.
Lefties this year hitting .191 off of them. Yeah, compared to righties hitting .258.
I'm here to supply them for you, Ron. I didn't need to look at him. I can tell you. I was here every day. I know he does good against lefties.
Well, you're Nostradamus, we found out.
Yeah, did you hear that? Whoa. The Nostradamus promo that they've been playing?
No, I have not.
Have you called the big hit and then it came? No.
All I know, I just pay attention to the game. Mark knows he's been in that booth for a long time. You just pay attention. And as a person who's on the field for a long time, you know, I look at the game from as a broadcaster the exact same way I did as a player. So I do a scouting report every day, just like if I was hitting third today. You know, I do all that. Lefty, righty, you see kind of who matches up well, what to expect. And that's what you do. And, you know, and so we're doing that the same way. Every now and then the old blind squirrel, you know, figures it out and I call something that might happen, you know.
The old blind squirrel, this guy. That's that's the south side in him.
There you go.
That's
what it is.
It is.
I appreciate a little self-deprecation, but I'm not going to stand. You can see pretty well. I'm sitting here with you right now and you're seeing things. I'd like to see more offense. Is there a reason you think this particular series out of the four series has been so low scoring compared to what we've seen out of the other three playoff series?
Well, I think the Cubs offensively has been up and down, right? And so they've had some issues. I think you're looking at some really good pitching in this series. I think San Diego is there. You know, Pavetta's no joke. He can pitch. Dylan Cease, to me, Cubs did okay against them. They just didn't put that big swing of the bat on the ball. And then he got them to exactly what they wanted. He got them to their, you know, four innings. He was out. They were warming someone up in the third. They knew exactly what they were doing with Cease. As soon as anything started flipping around, he was going to come out of the game. He has never pitched into the fifth inning in playoff baseball, Cease. So they were fully prepared to go right to the pen, and that was something we didn't talk about. But, you know, they knew what they're doing. And there's no reason to leave them arms sitting in the bullpen. None whatsoever.
I was going to say, speaking of that, like Palencia first up again today?
Well, I think it all depends on the situation, Mark. What's going to happen is Craig talks about pockets, right, of who's going to pitch where. I think our left-handed bullpen guys are the most important in this lineup because they feature five left-handers in their lineup. So there's going to be pockets. I think Palencia in the top of this lineup for San Diego in a key situation, you're going to see him come into the game because he's kind of neutral. And it's strikeout. You're looking for the punch out because he's throwing, you know, like their guys, he's throwing 100-plus miles an hour.
We're talking to our guy, Cubs Radio Network analyst, Major Leaguer Ron Coomer here. I'm Raheemy Harris in Grody on 670 The Score. We're getting you ready for Cubs playoff baseball. I think that said, how quickly do you think we could see Craig Counsell go to his bench in today's game? We know the lineup is the same. What do you think about him trying to mix in his bench? What do you think that could happen?
I don't think early. I don't. It all has to be a matchup, and he's the guy to me that stands out. If you really need a big at bat, would be Ballesteros, right? He's the guy, and so with that being said, I don't think they're going to want to burn that at bat, you know, early in the game, unless you're feeling things slipping away, and all of a sudden you need a big swing of the bat, maybe with the bases loaded. But I anticipate this being unless the wind, and the elements, because it's very hot here today, and the wind's going to be blowing out to the left field corner, unless it turns into a game where guys start bombing away, then that could change it. I don't anticipate that, but that could be the one thing that changes that.
So the wind is blowing out to left today?
It's blowing out towards the left field corner, and it's going to continue to do that all game.
Ooh, I would like to see some runs.
I would be running to the bat rack. This is a good day to hit today. This is a hitter's day.
Marshall, you going to take you over on your little gambling app?
This is a hitter's day.
My little gambling app. Yes, I will be taking the over on my little gambling app.
It has been under every day. I might do that Bet365 thing. You might want to listen to
me. Oh, yeah, you do that.
See, he's on his little gambling app, too. We're all on our little gambling app.
I feel very uncomfortable with that because there's a guy that had a lot of trouble with that issue in our game. And so, but, it's all good now. We understand. We can at least talk about it. That's what I do. I'll give you a little advice going into the ballgame.
It's a different way to look at the stats.
It is.
That's kind of how I look at it.
And my friends all do it. It is a fun way to watch. You know, it's the new way of fantasy sports, right? You get to watch. And, so it's fun.
I do want to ask you this, too. We had this segment just before you came on, what hitter you either want to see or need to see step up in today's game? Or maybe for you, it's your analysis and knowing which hitter should. What name comes to mind when I bring all that up?
I think today, I would not be surprised if Saya does some damage today. I would not be surprised if Nico Horner does some damage today. Nico has been red hot. Ian Happ, this is a great situation for Happer. A lot of spin. He's going to, I want to say, like, Darvish's most right-handed pitchers in our league are somewhere right around that 50% fastball, whether it's four-seam or two-seam. Darvish is much less than that.
Mm-hmm.
And the more you hit his fastball, the less he's going to throw it. So then he really relies on the split and spin and, you know, breaking pitches. So I would say those guys first and foremost. The other guy I would love to see just take some pitches today would be Pete. If Pete could take some pitches today and force them to throw him strikes, his swing is fine. I know everybody's wondering about him. He's just not getting strikes. He's just a little over-aggressive, and he's not getting strikes to hit. And if you don't get strikes to hit with the arms that they have, you're not going to hit.
Make them throw you strikes.
Yeah.
Well, and we mentioned, I think you mentioned PCA. This is a good time to listen to something with us. Dansby Swanson talked about Pecoraro Armstrong throwing his batting helmet. You know, he's running to first base in yesterday's game. Let's all take a listen as a crew. I want to tell us, Ron, what you think when you hear this.
He's a competitor, right? He wants to come through in each and every moment that gets presented to him. And you know, a lot of that is just frustration because he wants to, you know, he cares so much about this team, cares so much about this group being able to win. And, you know, he just wants it. So,
when you hear that, what do you think?
I think Dansby's right. Everybody has their own, you know, he's a young guy in the league that's had a lot of success. And now the league has kind of caught up with him a little bit. And that happens to every single one of us that play in this league. So he wants that same success he had in May and June. And the league is doing some different things to him. And he's, you know, frustrated. I would much rather a guy show something than not. I got no problem. I didn't show it out on the field when I was playing, mainly because I did that once when I was a kid and my mom and my grandmother were not real pleased with me with some of the things that came out of my mouth. Yeah. And I just said that's the end of that.
Senior Coombs were not happy.
They were not happy with me. And so I learned my lesson. But there were definitely times I was in a tunnel breaking bats. And, oh, gosh, yeah. You got to let that out. And if that's his thing, you know, he'll learn that maybe not always on the field right as you're striking out might not be the best time. But you know what? He's a young guy in the league, and, hey, you do what you got to do. It doesn't bother me at all.
What about when Angel Hernandez called you out at the plate, though?
Well, you saw it. Yeah. That's what I mean. Yeah. I spiked my helmet up. It went up about two stories high, and, he was just so – I think I frazzled him so much he didn't even kick me out of the game, and I don't know how that didn't happen.
McMichael got
– Yeah.
I like the in-game core work there. In-game core work is always good. You know?
Yeah, right.
Do what you need to do.
Spike the right – yeah.
I mean, that's the better question. How many coolers does a team go through in a given season?
Well, I can – there was a guy in New York that played against me. I never played with him, but Paul O'Neill was a guy that was a great, big, really good player, real good hitter, hit third in a Yankee lineup for all them championship teams. And Paulie had his own cooler in the dugout at the end of the bench that Torrey had them set up so he could bang that cooler. He hit 320 every year. I don't know why he was so upset all the time. But if he didn't get a hit, he was going crazy. And you know what? Okay, beat on the cooler. It's okay.
Speaking of going crazy, Coom, I feel like we, as followers of this team, have gotten to the point where we're not expecting anything from Kyle Tucker. From a slug standpoint, like he got a base hit yesterday, and it seems so odd to me that we started the season. This guy was a big reason why the Cubs got off to their great start, and here we are on the last day of this, possibly last day of the season, last day of the series. Do you expect more from Kyle Tucker right now, or do you think that calf is still bothering him from a power perspective?
I don't know about the calf at all, to be quite honest with you. I do know he's been able to swing. The part of me that concerns about his calf is taking off. When he gets a hit, if he hit a ball in the hole, or you think, you know, the takeoff for the calf and then slowing down is the other issue. I don't necessarily know if that would bother him in his swing, you know. So, to me, I expect a lot from him. He's a great player, has been. He's played a lot of playoff baseball. Wouldn't that be a good thing for the Cubs if he got three hits today and started banging the ball around the yard?
Amen.
Yep.
Ron Coomer, thank you so much for joining us yet again. Thank you for picking up the tradition where you left off from game one. We look forward to the results of this conversation in just a little bit. You can hear him right here, of course, on 670 The Score. Coom, thanks for joining us
today.
Thanks, Coom.
Hopefully we're doing it again.
Amen. Yeah. That's Ron
Coomer. See you in Milwaukee. Yeah.
He broke out the ring and everything today, guys. Live from Gallagher Way, we have much more to come here. And Raheemy Harris and Grody on The Score. We got to get you ready for some Cubs pregame. They're coming at you. Spiegel and Holmes will also start with Russ Dorsey and Lawrence Holmes. But first, we got to hear from the Cubs, too. That's next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.